Welcome to the JD Show. Today, I'm going to share with you what does a day in the life of an investor look like. Now, one thing I learned a very, very long time ago is we don't have 24 hours. We only have 23. The 1 hour goes to our health. That is, you got to do your physical activity. Either you go to gym or you maybe just walk, but you got to do your physical activity because that's how you really have more active creative brain cells. So make sure that you always think 23 hours in a day and not 24. But here is something that a lot of people, in fact, most people won't tell you. There is never a chronological or a perfect day. It just isn't. It does not exist. Okay. Sometimes I go to gym in the morning. Sometimes I go in the afternoon. Sometimes I go in the evening, even late nights, I've actually gone to the gym. But at the same time, it's just purely because I would look at my day. Sometimes I have my day planned, obviously a night before. Everything goes in the Google Calendar. I have a to-do list. I keep taking it off from the Google Calendar itself. There is a bigger list and a smaller list of things that needs to be done. And at the same time, obviously, you know the graph where it says the most important one, the most productive, or the one that's going to bring the most money in. What do you actually work on? Okay. As an investor, I think one of the important things that I learned is to start delegating some of the things that other people can do for us. When it comes to actually analyzing deals, negotiating deals, some of the things that are, you know, physically an investor needs to get involved at every step of the way. That's what I tend to do. I'd wake up, you know, things like I said, lined up, answering emails, answering calls, making sure that there are calls lined up with other investors, other developers, other landlords that you're working alongside with. You're pitching all the time for money. You're finding creative ways to pitch as well. You're looking for creative ways to attract more better deals, more quality deals, more deals that are more healthier, more below market value deals. You're always like, literally my day goes from, there are days that all I would do is just search for deals. Okay. And there are other days that I would only just focus on creating content or just, you know, focusing on the team that I work alongside with. There are days that I'm only focused on running campaigns so that I can attract more investors, more landlords. In fact, there's one that we are hopefully running this week, a campaign called Earn and Learn. So there is never a sort of a perfect day. There is never a day that's, you know, I'm gonna plan the day fully and it's just gonna go the way you plan. Almost never a day. Yes, there are days when I'd actually really get, you know, highly productive work done, and when I look back at the day, I've actually achieved more than what I'd actually thought about it or what I thought of it. But then there are other days, in fact there are more days when you look back at the day that you don't even achieve a fraction of what you actually planned for it. So no, there's no perfect day. At the same time, it's more about doing focused work. So, you know, my day kind of starts from 8 o'clock. These days I used to do it 6 o'clock previously, but now it's like more like 8 o'clock. So I'd go to gym in the morning. If I don't get time in the morning and I have maybe some emergency work that needs to be dealt with, I just sit and work straight, and then I'd go to the gym later. But like I said, it mostly consists of creative ways to attract more deals, quality deals, deals that stack up really well. And at the back of that, creative ways to attract more investors. Because that's what I mainly do. Even all the content and the experience that we share, it's all about bringing so much value on the table that you tend to attract those people. It's what you call a pull effect rather than a push effect. So when we share these, I tend to get lots of people messaging me saying, you know, maybe you would like to learn from you. Maybe you would like to invest alongside you. And, you know, can you maybe share us deals that you look at or how you look at? I get these messages pretty much every day. And that's purely because the way I set up my day is, you know, we need to create content at least 3 to 4 times a week. We tend to do it at least 2 or 3 times a week, 3 to 4 times a week. And at the same time, like I said, we are analyzing deals pretty much all day long. We are focusing on attracting more investors, growing the community, bringing more value to the community. That's what the day of an investor looks like pretty much, right? The main focus, like I said, is always deals and money, and everything else kind of becomes like a part of the day that you kind of end up squeezing in the middle. So yeah, make sure you subscribe to wherever you're watching this from. Have an absolutely amazing day.